This part.
April 22nd continued.
We must have any object of life. What is our aim and object of my love, my
life?
Life. If he is not new, then he is like animals. And what is that? That she told. The highest aim and object of our life, love and affection of like gopis to Krishna. That they always have relation that Krishna is my most beloved. So this is the highest aim and object of life. And then you should decide the process. And what is that process? Adau saddha tata sadhu sang atha bhajan kriya tato anartha nivritti nishtha ruchi tata asakti tato bhava tata prema. This is, begin from Shraddha. It will come by association of high class of Vaishnava. And then you should know the glorification of Guru. Then Guru Karan. And after then, Sarv Guru Dev as your
intimate friend, intimate soulmate.
Friend. And after that, he will teach you what are the process of bhakti? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. And by this, gradually nishtha will come, then ruchi will come, then asakti, then bhav, transcendental bhav will come, and then prema. This is process. And to preach this aim of the life and also the process, Swamiji came, I am coming, I am training all that they should preach the mission of our Guru Parampara, coming from Krishna, Brahma, and then up to now. This is our aim and object of the life.
Any question, anyone?
Gurudev, I just wanted to clarify for some of the people here who are new to Krishna consciousness and to meeting a spiritual teacher like yourself. Some are new here in this. And can you clarify a little bit the relationship of guru and disciple? If someone is coming to guru, and what is he asking from guru to become disciple? And what is guru, what is he offering to the person to become his disciple? What is this exchange, this relationship?
In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been written that all in this world want to be happy. They don't want suffering. But in the end, when they become old, very weak, they cannot taste anything, then they think, oh, I was very wealthy, very qualified daughter, sons, my wife, everyone. But now I am dying without any help. I cannot speak. Kantham ghar ghar ayate. By cup, bit and bath.
We cannot do anything. Due to mucus in old age.
So, what we should do? All becomes old. And in old age, they realize this. So, by what process I will be happy? Then they go to any expert guru. And then expert guru tells him that world wealth is against transcendental love. If you are very wealthy, then your mind will be go here and there to manage all these things. How can give your totally mind to Krishna? So this is against. So you should always chant Krishna name. Do services to Krishna. Whatever you do, to please Krishna. Not for you. This is bhakti. Real bhakti, uttama bhakti. What? Our activities of mind, body, and
words
and moods.
Sentimental mood.
Sentimental moods. If it is engaged only to please Krishna, then pure bhakti comes. But if any worldly desire you have, and you think that by karma and jnan we can have bhakti, oh, this is wrong. You should avoid all these things. Always engage all these activities to please Krishna. So, Rupa Goswami and others have told how the process I have given. It is so long. So bhakti only. By doing those, you can be happy. Then he accepts Guru, and then he begins to practice bhakti yoga. And in some time, he realizes that I am happy.
Now finish.
Any other questions?
Hey,
here's a question.
If one is uncertain of their dharma and even not ready to give it up, to give up their dharma, how do you know what your dharma is to engage it in your service? How?
What?
He's telling that if we are engaged in some dharma, any dharma we may be engaged in, but we do not know whether this is proper for Krishna or what is the proper dharma to engage in Krishna bhakti, what do we do?
Oh. When we go to any high class of guru, he will automatically tell all these things. Then he will not doubt what to do and what not to do. This is the duty of Guru. And he will show by his own
behavior,
example. So automatically this thing will be done.